My guest at this time is David Addington. He's the Senior Vice President for Domestic and Economic Policy at the Heritage Foundation. He's also had a very distinguished career in public service to this country, serving as high as General Counsel for the CIA, as well as Chief of Staff to former Vice President Dick Cheney. He's also broken a story that's gotten a lot of attention today, and that was the Obama administration's original intent to impose a 15-cent tax on Christmas trees this year, provided that they were grown by folks that sold quite a few Christmas trees. After a huge public blowback in just a few hours, the administration has suspended plans for that tax. And David, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
How did you discover this?
Well, the Heritage Foundation, of course, we monitor the Federal Register as it comes out every day. And one of the great things about our federal law is it requires agencies that want to impose rules on us to publish them in the Federal Register so we can find out about them. And this one was published as a proposed rule last year, and we commented on it. We explained to the Agriculture Department why it was a bad idea, why it was inconsistent with the principles of free enterprise and limited government and individual freedom. But they decided to go ahead anyway and publish the final rule imposing the tax yesterday in the Federal Register.
And so 15 cents per tree. What was the idea for the use of the money?
Well, they created a new program, and their program is to improve the image and the marketing of Christmas trees, which seems like a somewhat ludicrous function for our federal government to be engaged in. If there's one thing the free market can handle with the individuals making choices, it's buying a Christmas tree. We don't need the government to tell us how to do it or why a Christmas tree is good for us or anything like that. It's something that should be left to the people and to the free market, not something the government should get involved in and tax people for.
As I mentioned before, it's only on Christmas tree sellers that sell 500 trees. And why do you think they decided to set a specific mark on who would be taxed and who wouldn't?
Well, they set it on if you sell 500 Christmas trees in the market, then you have to pay 15 cents on every tree you sell into this Christmas tree promotion board created by the government. And, of course, the Christmas tree sellers are free to pass on that cost to consumers by adding 15 cents to the cost of a Christmas tree. Now, of course, this is not about 15 cents. It's about the fact that the government shouldn't be engaged in this activity. It shouldn't be imposing taxes for such a purpose on any segment of the American people. And so we recommended that they not pursue it. Yesterday, the bureaucrats said no. Today, apparently, somebody at a higher level has figured out this is a terrible idea.
David, in addition to the fact that, as you just mentioned, those who sell more than 500 trees and then would have faced this tax most likely would have passed it on to their consumers, and in the end, not a huge amount based on the total price of the tree. But somewhere in the rule or in the explanation of the rule was that supposedly taxpayers would not be seeing any extra charges for this, correct?
Yes. The tax is imposed on those who sell the trees. They, of course, if they wish, can pass on the cost to consumers since there's a pretty good demand for Christmas trees at Christmas time. The money then flows in to a thing called the Federal Christmas Tree Promotion Board that's appointed by the Secretary of Agriculture. And then that board spends the money to hire staff and create advertising programs to improve the image of Christmas trees and so forth. Not something our government needs to be doing. And frankly, we would hope administration, including the Department of Agriculture, would be busy trying to figure out how to shrink the cost, size, and scope of government and get out of the way to help increase jobs in our economy instead of spending their time figuring out how to put a tax on Christmas trees to benefit a federal government program to improve the image of Christmas trees. Christmas trees don't need any help from the federal government to have a good image.
David, you've worked at some of the higher levels of government. Do you think today's decision was a result of folks who hadn't previously seen this idea finally seeing it, or was this all about the public reaction?
Well, it's hard to know, but I hope it's a response to the public looking at it and just going, this is silly, and people in senior positions realizing that. It wasn't an accident by somebody in the bureaucracy, though. They published the thing a year ago. Everybody commented on it. You know, Heritage, among others, told them it was a bad idea, and they pursued it anyway. So the Obama administration can't say, oops, you know, nobody knew about this. They conducted a careful rulemaking process, and then the Obama administration made a silly decision, which hopefully now they're going to correct.
Well, like we said, it's not a ton of money, but as you mentioned, a huge debate ensuing perhaps just over the general philosophy of this, and as a result of the reaction, at least a little bit of money left over for some gifts this holiday season. So,
hopefully.
David, thanks very much for your time today.
Yes, sir.
David Addington is Senior Vice President for Domestic and Economic Policy at the Heritage Foundation. He's also served at many different high-level positions in the U.S. government, including Chief of Staff to former Vice President Dick Cheney. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.